the end is the redemption. The end is the creation of the beloved community. It is this type of spirit and this type of love that can transform opposers into friends. It is this kind of understanding and goodwill that will transform the deep gloom of the old age into the exuberant gladness of the new age. It is his love which is will bring about miracles. And all I have to say is that may we continue to pursue the idea of the Lord. Now, the kingdom of Jesus Christ said, in which people of all races, religions, and nations can live together in peace and harmony, working together for the good of humankind. Thank you.
Councilmember Castaneda.
Yes.
Councilmember Dixon.
Yes.
Councilmember Fleming.
Yes.
Councilmember Gaskin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Anderson.
Yes.
Council President Escobar.
Yes. Madam Clerk, has the correspondence been directed to the appropriate department?
Yes, Council President. The correspondence received by the City Clerk's office is forwarded to the appropriate department for further action.
Thank you. We have now ordinances in the second reading. We have ordinance 102 for 07 and the ordinance to amend and supplement the revised on the ordinances of the city of Wisconsin, Title 10, vehicles and traffic. This is in reference to parking zones for handicapped persons. We are adding different locations from the Maple, 10 High, 2 for Redmond, 8 Prospect, and 19 Tower Street. Do any of my fellow council members have any questions or comments on this particular ordinance? Now we are preparing for a public hearing on this ordinance only. We have up to 5 minutes, one time up. If any member of the public wishes to address the council on this specific ordinance, please come forward.
Councilmember Garcia?
Yes.
Councilmember President.
Any of my fellow council members have any questions about this ordinance? At this time, we are bringing the public hearing on this ordinance only. It's up to 5 minutes per person, one time up. Any member of the public which is the council with this ordinance, please come forward.
Yes, Daniel Moore. Well, my question is, what type of traffic control signal are you talking about?
These are existing signals. Some of these signals were modified by the county. Title 39 requires us now to add in our ordinance, in our schedule location, but also the timing of the signal as well as the date of the traffic plan. Ordinances. If you look, everything that's being eliminated is simply says the location, and we're adding the location plus an additional thing. So it's just a cleanup.
Thank you. Well, basically, my question, and thank you though for explaining, is when I say what are you talking about? Pedestrian signs with flashing lights? Who are you talking about? What are you specifically talking about? Traffic. The signals. What's something working on the traffic lights or whatever?
It would be what commonly people call traffic lights. Is any traffic signal that has the red, green, and yellow.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else who needs a specific ordinance? Solo hay una amenaza para la cámara de la Nacional de Tráfico. Only for the ordinance preparing the traffic signals. Yes. So the public wishes to address the council?
Zero.
Councilmember Bessett. Councilmember Ferguson.
Yes.
Councilmember Clement.
Yes.
Councilmember Gaskin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Anderson.
Yes.
Council President Escobar.
Yes. We have a number 4 times, ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinance for the city of Wisconsin, Title 8, health and safety. We are adding chapter 8.33, moving forward. Before we open to it, before we go on, I just wanted to ask, in the interest of time, and there's some questions as to our council members have in communications, I would like to make a motion to table.
Madam President, we put out for a motion to table so that we can use that recommendation to that effect. Many of you have talked about the need for affordable housing. This is a chance to actually
do it, but the planning board, for whatever reason, is putting a plan before you that includes no affordable housing, no housing whatsoever. And I think that that would be a mistake. So I would encourage you to look critically at this plan, to table it, and reconsider the direction you're going for this piece of property.
Anybody else with a comment? Has any comments?
Not just anymore. I will continue on what Mr. Kreiber was just saying due to where, come on, I see enough knocking down as well right here on Byard Street with good conditions of the buildings for offices and luxury apartments again. But I have to say, a resident, it'll be almost 48 years, and born and raised in New Brunswick. I think due to where it's time for some low-income housing to help out due to where with the homeless, due to where, as I just posted yesterday, due to where, wow, how they're you're removing all the seats you have senior citizens and disabled people, removing all the benches from George Street due to where to stop homeless from sleeping on this. But think of people due to where some people need to sit down and rest due to where what's going on. Then, like I said, come on, we know what, honestly, a lot of this going on is against due to where you're, I'm not going to say some of you, but more, council from the county due to where he gets approved with all his projects, due to where, like I said, and you know, I go throughout helping homeless people as needed. That was just where what? How I made some food the other day, giving out to people to help out. But like I said, no matter what my concern was, is this going to be, before you're talking about office space, is this also going to be a situation with parking, dealing with proper parking over there? Or is it going to be their own parking spaces over there, their own deck or something?
The current envisioning of the site will be that a portion, probably about half of the parking will be on site and the other half will be in the street deck.
Oh, okay, but like I said, even though enough of these buildings that you have going up to where what the traffic is extremely so bad due to where, like I said, and when I say extremely so bad due to where, wow, it's how an emergency vehicle has to wait at least 10 minutes to try to get through the traffic, due to where, what, how many more complexes do you have coming up? New Brunswick is overpopulated already, and you had heard that from, well, maybe you didn't hear it, but in the planning board, what, from the lawyers, for the Board of Education. The schools can't take any more kids. It's overpopulated. Enough of all these places where you're never knocking down. And one thing I surely want you to pay attention, wow, the beauty that you're doing, I tell you, the more you're down, the worse the crime is getting. Keep your mind on what is needed with crime in New Brunswick. Like I said, go to where, yeah, sad to see where the dead body fell to the park the other night. Go to where, come on. Beauty is not going to clear New Brunswick up with you just making it beautiful, reconstruction buildings. Please, start thinking about, like I said, doing the right thing. Like I said, money, and I could that with 7 years due to where it's not an issue, but doing the right thing, it is. So please, keep it in mind. Honestly, I think City Council, Mayor, Planning Board, Zoning Board, you're destroying New Brunswick. Because the more you build, the overpopulated you get, it's getting, the more crime it is. What? Enough.
Anybody else on the public wishes to address the council in this ordinance? Seeing none.
Councilmember Castaneda?
Yes.
Councilmember Ferguson?
Yes.
Councilmember Fleming?
Yes.
Councilmember Gaskin?
Yes.
Council Vice President Anderson?
Yes.
Council President Escobar?
Yes.
We have no ordinance on the first reading, so we want it now into resolutions. Before we go into resolutions, I have a few resolutions that I would like some explanation for, to give information. I would like number 6 and I'm on number 7, 607.
Madam Council President, both these are infrastructure in the county which we renew year after year after year. And we actually reimburse the city for the expenses on every second have, we open up our public courtyard for, I think it's 4 or 5 hours. We do food collection, we do electronics collection, and we also do the CFC. So this is a common yearly agreement that we have with the county, and it literally reimburses us all for about 95% of our expenses.
Thank you.
I'm just
going
to make sure that
people
remember. Then, number eight.
Sure. Council President, this agreement is with Middlesex County for the County Health Services for health inspectors and also education for the residents.
Yep. And
your resolution.
Thank you. Then, we
can delete
it. 15 and 16.
So for number 15, in an effort to better record our meetings at our planning and zoning board, we're exploring options as to how to handle technician services. And after thinking of bringing up email planning that our planning services for awards, they advise that in all the towns that they operate in, they require that applicants provide their own form recorder and require them to present a transcription of the proceeding prior to the resolution of approval being issued. And we're looking to move in the same direction so that we can have, at the applicant's expense, have transcripts generated of the. And as for number 16, we're looking to, one, on the mechanical side, we have a requirement that for outdoor mechanical equipment, think HVAC equipment, generators, permanent generators, not the temporary kind. They have to be located at least 10 feet from any property line in residential areas. But some people in some zones and some areas, it, because of the way it was built, literally can't do that. There's less than 20 feet or less, and you can't put it even in the center of the property and comply with the 10 foot. And so this would allow an exception for small properties to come down, I believe, to 8 feet, exactly what you worked in the draft ordinance says. If the parcel is 20, 21 feet wide or less, so that they can still be able to put in air conditioning equipment, heating equipment, a generator, or something like that. And for the church signage, we're exploring for churches that exist in our relatively intense R6 and R7 zones, which are our highest residential primary zones, so not like downtown, which is mixed use and whatnot. We have churches scattered around our residential zone. And these two in particular, because of their level of intensity, we want to give a greater deal of flexibility to those churches in the signage that they can put in, and so this ordinance would allow some flexibility for the signage for churches in those areas.
Thank you. Do any of my customers have any questions or comments? Please. We're ready to open the meeting to public comment on the resolutions only. You have up to 5 minutes, one person, one month. If any members of the public wish to have some resolutions, resolutions only, please come forward.
Yes, Daniel Moore. I'm going to number 8 with public health services and programs. Due to where I don't know if this is a connection to where my son is graduating, but I still get to learn tonight. So with the board of education, it's connected due to where I have to say, like I advertised, the city will be helping out. Will be helping out with the passenger test. The passenger test is for women, and then also is this something connected due to where, like I said, services due to where it's for people. It was specifically for people who have limited or no health insurance.
I know in the past they have been part, so I'm sure. This part, the health services agreement that we have, I know in the past, I know that we have been involved with offering to the community free screening to low incomes, especially with other partners in the community, which is part of this agreement in terms of health education and students.
Collection, not to go with this, I would suggest the administration would be better to answer this. Mr. Utorp, the health services, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the previous URR is related to recycling. This would.
Recycle,
sure.
And I would have to check on those specifics, whether it's the medical care that
was. Like I said, my point is that you don't have to. I'm just saying, due to where it was good to see, like I said, things that were being offered, due to where, like I said, where, and I hope a lot of women take it seriously with it, due to where you have a free chance of getting it. But like I said, cancer is a very serious thing, to where, and I did not get it. Ages 21 to 64, how they were willing to, with education, as can be saying, with Robert Wood Johnson, and due to where they were all. Three different tests for people. So, like I said, I was just giving thumbs up. You don't have to look into it. I'm just saying it's a great, great idea on that. It was good to see. Then my other situation, that was where, okay, that's number 17, with the radio communication. Where since we did not approve, take me seriously about changing 911 or 745-5200 over to New Brunswick and still to Rutgers, I think due to where the radios that you need to be buying, that's due to where Rutgers is in charge of the calls, which I meant asking too many questions. I think the radios need to be joined to New Brunswick Police Department where they share the same radio instead of asking so many questions and then by calling New Brunswick through their radio to do this due to where while the ambulance come, what, the wrong location, they go to the wrong location again. So if you're going to be spending this much amount of money, $59,000 on radio stations, come on, so to where you're not really going to take matters seriously. I told you, each one of you that said yes or 911, due to where what? You're going to kill six people already, due to where it's a situation where taking too long for calls with New Brunswick and the ambulance, due to where, what, too many questions with 911-745-5200. Like I said, join the radios together, the police department, to get Rutgers and New Brunswick together if you're talking about radio communication. It needs to be better.
Captain Cooper, use specific software. Does it have anything to do with 911 and the communication between departments, the software that we are purchasing to do?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, like I said, I would say that it had to deal with 911. Well, good. Then, okay, I'm glad he answered, but I need that's what you really need to think about. If you're talking about radio communication, that's what officers talking to the radio do to where, what? Yes, you need to talk with where Rutgers and New Brunswick need to talk about things. And like I said, I'm pretty sure other people in here now have been witnessing what I'm saying is a problem where you wouldn't take me seriously.
I understand this thing. It's just that I want to make sure that we're still talking about the resolution, but I won't take anything away from the points that you're making, which will be better for the public comment, but it's okay. I just want to.
Well, my point is due to where you're talking about radio communication, like I said, things of it with joining radios with the Rutgers Police Department.
Good evening once again, Charlie Bradville. I think I only want to answer that one of these. Number 15, the transfer to the planning board. Can you ask the planning director if he can clarify all recordings of the meetings? Okay, that's good to hear. I do want to take the opportunity to say that all of the city's boards can do a lot more to be more accessible by having remote access, having people be able to join via something like Zoom, and when you do that, you make it very easy to make a record, a full record, and something transcribed if necessary. If, you know, technology, it can be hard, especially when New Brunswick today isn't able to get a recorded meeting. So I hope that all the boards will move towards having modern technology so that we can document the meetings, not just on paper or on audio, but using modern video technology. Thank you.
Question, an update on the X4. the way that we feel comfortable earlier, so that's really the case. We can share it. So, anything else that you want to say?
Well, that's status. Hopefully, by the end of this year, we'll have that in place.
Thank you. Also, there was a question about the decision. We made a decision to transfer the case to the JIF. The case of Mr. Fleming, so Mr. Chairman, would you like to address that?
Well, Madam Council President, members of Council, as I advised the Council possibly a year or so ago, when cases come into the City of New Brunswick, they usually come in by way of summons and complaint. If they name a city employee, or they name someone who's acting in a capacity as a representative of the city, we send it to the court charge as a standard practice for purposes of coverage. Coverage in this particular case, with respect to Mr. Fleming matter that you speak of, referred to Mr. Fleming as a council member and made allegations again with respect to him being a status person as a council member representing the city